Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report, and coming up this hour, of course, we have Nani Fried right now and Tommy at the bottom of the hour for Nutridyne. My son Matthew Deagle will be back, and we'll be talking about a lot of things going on before the 2018 election, what's really happening, what Trump's doing and not doing, what's going on right now in the world, and how things are marching toward problems. For example, I just did a video last weekend with my doctor, who's actually Dr. Jürgen Winkler, who's been on the show. We have him treating people, left some of my patient customers with cancer and other serious health conditions, and I refer them after I do my testing and put them on my NutriMed supplements. And you have to understand that what's going on here is the health of the population is deteriorating. More people are getting dementia. Number three cause of death, by the way, now is Alzheimer's disease. Did you know that? And number one is vascular disease. In fact, number one in vascular disease, which is heart attack, stroke, cancer, and heart failure, kill more than the next five major causes of illness. And the primary thing to rescue from that is cardiovascular. And I take at least three twice a day of cardiovascular, sometimes put it in my drink as well. And people have to understand, if you don't take care of your vessels will take care of you. It's almost like if you don't take care of your buddy in the military, the war will take care of you, which means it's going to take you out. Let's go through the seven components as why it helps protect you from being taken out.
Sure. So the one of the most important components is the hawthorn leaf and flower extract.
Right. And the hawthorn leaf and flower extract is Vitexin, and it is a cardiotonic, vascular tonic to make your heart and blood vessels contract. Remember, your heart provides about a third of the compulsatile force to put blood to your periphery, two-thirds is from your blood vessels, and the contractile force in the mitochondria is stimulated by Vitexin. Next component.
We have the garlic.
And it's not just aged garlic, it's aged garlic with other components that actually block the angiotensin-converting enzyme to cause hypertension, and also to block the C-reactive protein and inflammatory markers. Next.
Cayenne.
Nitric oxide. If you don't have nitric oxide, your oxyhemoglobin cannot drop off the oxygen. So very important to get nitric oxide stimulated. Next.
Bilberry.
Smallest ionizable antioxidant other than hydrogen. You could buy hydrogen tablets if you want, but the best dialyzable plant-based antioxidant is bilberry. Next.
Ginkgo biloba.
Going to reduce blood viscosity and increase microcirculation. So if you're having problems with your brain, you say do a SPECT blood flow scan because you've got a form of vascular dementia. One of the first things you need is you need to have cardiovascular open up the microcirculation. Next component.
We have the milk thistle.
Universal detoxification. If you don't take the toxins out, they're going to fry your artery walls. And that's what it does. The milk thistle stimulates your liver and your detox pathways, phase two detox, to get all the toxins out of your body. Next component.
Valerian.
Valerian balances the autonomic nervous system to decrease parasympathetic, which is calming, relaxing, reducing stress hormones. Stress hormones produce free radicals. Free radicals oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids and cause plaque and cause dead macrophages, which are the nidus to form foam cells or the primary source of plaque. Really important people understand this, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
What do you think of the medical system? Do you think the medical system is approaching people's health problems, or do you think they're missing the boat?
Well, I don't think they necessarily have a real understanding of what the problems are.
I want you to pretend that you're Dr. Deagle. Well, how do you think Dr. Deagle would answer that? Let me give you the Dr. Deagle response. They're out to lunch. They do a nuclear magnetic spectroscopy, so don't even measure the fractions that cause plaque. If you ask even a cardiologist of 20 or 30 years exactly what causes plaque, their eyeballs start rotating in opposite directions. And the reason is, they're not scientists, they're not pathologists, they're not biochemists or intimate metabolism experts, and they really don't give a crap because the business is to do heart surgery and bypasses and stents and imaging studies, etc. That's their business. You know, if you go to a candlestick maker, he's not going to tell you about electricity and light bulbs, is he? He wants to sell you candles, right?
Absolutely.
So the medical doctors, if you ask them, for example, I had a discussion 6 months ago with a cardiologist, and when I told him about my work as working with a cardiologist from Harvard on dual laser viscometry to measure blood viscosity and cardiac markers, which, by the way, there's federally certified labs like Veritas Lab in Northern California and Meridian Valley Labs outside Seattle and Dr. State in Chicago. They'll do a lipid electrophoresis and tell you what fractions are causing plaque. You can also measure blood viscosity and cytokine levels like interleukin, TNF-alpha, and IL-17, etc. And if these cardiac markers are high, if you have high levels of oxidized T-bars or fatty acids or 8-hydroxy-2'-deoxyguanosine, you're going to screw up your artery walls and develop plaque and get a heart attack or stroke or an embolus. You know what his answer was? That's voodoo. I said, what is your PhD? And he had a PhD, this cardiologist. It was plant-based genetics. I'm thinking, okay, you don't understand this, and you're trying to get arrogant because you're a big-shot cardiologist. Nobody impresses Dr. Deagle unless you can ax my questions. Okay? Answer my questions when I ax you, A-X-E. I don't believe in asking questions. And that's why when you get in a court of law, do you know what the other side is like? They have what's called a conniption. You ever seen anybody have a conniption? if you actually had a comedian or a comic do it, or let's say somebody writing, you know, a cartoon, you'd see somebody turn inside out and their guts and their heart would be pulsating outside their chest because they turn inside out. The fact is, people don't think, and that's why I see even in the geopolitical realm, we're going to talk about this in hour three, people don't think, the medical professional doesn't think. If you ask them what is a living thing, they go, blah, 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 and they start giving you stupid answers like you're somebody that's in grade two or three. That's not an answer. You can't say, if you're doing cardiac surgery and putting stents and bypasses in and giving people cardiac drugs to lower their LDL cholesterol, do you really know what the hell causes heart disease when you can examine Eskimos with cholesterols 10 to 12 times higher than your so-called people you're treating and never get heart disease? Really? And you know what the problem is? They don't give a crap because they're arrogant SOBs and they actually act like they think they know everything. They don't. And if you actually get studies to prove it, they get violent. It's just like the left right now geopolitically. If you can prove to them they're idiots, they get angry at you because how dare you show I'm stupid? You know, like Einstein made the comment, genius is quantifiable, stupidity is limitless. Believe me, there's no limit in the medical profession. All right? That's Deagle's answer. So when I do a test, I actually use labs like Meridian Valley Labs that can measure your blood viscosity and your cardiac markers like Veritas Labs and Dr. State in Chicago. I can tell you what apoproteins they have. I can then follow up with imaging studies like high-speed CT scan and a cardiolite CT scan of your heart to look for perfusion. And don't think that stents or bypasses are going to fix it when I can give you vasomedical extracorporeal counterpulsation, peptides, a red deer velvet, and Cardiovasc and other nutraceuticals like CoQ10, Supreme Ubiquinol, etc., and carnitine or VascuCare carnitine. And guess what? You'll grow new arteries and you don't need a bypass or a stent. But you know what? These idiots have a business to do. And because they have prescription pads, a magic prescription pad, they get paid to do stupid stuff that can cause you other problems. Like when you use a cholesterol-lowering agent, you get a chemical castration so you don't make LDL cholesterol to make male hormones, say, in men, which means you're now impotent. It demyelinates your brains, you become demented, which, by the way, number three now in the world, in North America and the Western nations, it's the number three cause of death, is Alzheimer's dementia. It's caused demyelination, and a lot of it's caused by the stupid drugs we give people because their cholesterol is peaking over the level the doctors go, oh my gosh, your LDL is high. how about this? We're going to make you forget to name your wife and your grandchildren. In 6 months, you'll be drooling in a nursing home, but you're not going to have a heart attack. How's that? Now, people say, Dr. Daigle, it's not that bad. I say it's worse, but I'm not cruel. And people want to challenge me? Come into my cage, because Dr. Daigle is not Mr. Nice Guy. I'm nice because I'll stick up for you and I'll die for you. But I won't take a centillion of crap from anybody, not even God himself. And the reason is God treats me with respect because I treat him with respect, and his children, which are being abused by a healthcare system that's disgusting. You first use dietary changes, nutraceuticals, and find out why you can get a subpopulation of, say, Eskimos that never get heart attacks with cholesterol 10 to 12, 15 times, and why North Americans are dying like flies, especially when you add what I call the drug flypaper to make you sick from the damn drugs and make you get new diseases that'll terminate your life and make you miserable.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Daigle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Back. I would like you to kind of expand on this thing about healthcare. A lot of people think, well, Dr. Daigle's a little too aggressive. I said, no. I have seen so many, I have such a body count. When I went to my residency in 1977 at the Vancouver General, I went from seeing maybe two patients a day, some busy days seeing 240. On an average day, on a weekend, Sunday, I pronounced 45 people dead after trying to do cardiac resuscitation. And I do at least 40 blood gases, 12 zinc stick and Blakemore tubes to stop people from bleeding to death from varices, and do surgery in the operating room or all the way up to the major surgery centers as well. Okay? And let me tell you, I went to living hell through my residency in the Vancouver General, and I can tell you that the healthcare system is sick. When I confront doctors even today, now, 40-some years later, they're not any better than they were back in the 1970s. They're still pushing stupid drugs and stupid philosophies and stupid ideas. But there are doctors within them, 2 to 5%, that are also PhDs in physiology and genetics and non-Newtonian fluid dynamics, for example, in cardiology. And they're publishing reports, but guess what? Their colleagues don't read them. You know why? They can't. They don't know the science. They don't have enough basic medical or physics or advanced chemistry to even read it. That's the facts. People say, Dr. Daigle, I said, look, I can take journals that are actually published on cardiology journals by PhD cardiologists, and their other colleagues don't read them because they can't. You're kidding, Dr. Daigle. No, I'm not kidding. I could take their own journals and send them their own articles, and they don't read them. No. You're making that up, Daigle. You're just an attitude. You're an arrogant SOB. No, I'm not. It's called talented, informed, and fearless. I'm a scary person to cross, including in a court of law, which is why I'd never have to do a video depo or fly anywhere. If I do a case, it's over. They get the cash out. They said, "Nam, we don't want Daigle to show up, for God's sake." All right? That's why when I leave, as Bobby Burns says, as mortal coil somewhere months and years and decades down the road, the medical system will be changed. It'll be changed by the fact, not by a committee, not by a medical institution or by a state medical board or a Canadian College of Physicians and Surgeons. It'll be changed by people like me and me that'll make sure medicine is science-based, functional medicine-based, and based on the idea of genetics, epigenetics, you know, non-Newtonian fluid dynamics and physiology. So it's science-based, but it actually deals first with the patient as a genetically distinct being in a toxic environment with toxic food and toxic drugs and polypharmacy and toxic water. We wonder why we're having heart attacks. Look at all the toxic pollution around us. Smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, toxic water, toxic pesticide-laced foods, you know, trans fatty acids. We personally had hydrogenated vegetable oil. We wonder why we're having heart attacks. It's ridiculous. We must be part cockroach that we're not dying quicker and sooner. People say, oh, you're exaggerating, Deagle. No, I'm not. I can tell you so many bad things. And when I did, you know, was recruited by drug companies to do talks for the drug companies, I remember one talk I was doing with one of the big, I won't even mention the name of the drug company. They wanted me to talk about a specific anti-inflammatory. And after a while, I had to say, look, I said, that's in the slide set. I can't present this. They said, I said, take the slide set, tear it up in shreds, and insert it rectally. That's what I had to say to the company. And you see, people say, well, my doctor, don't quote your doctor, okay? He says your cholesterol's over this or your LDL. I said, we can take care of it. We can use not only cardiovascular, we can use neovascular to lower your triglycerides. We can give you berberstatin, so the one carbon pathway, you stop making fatty acids, you attach the glycerol to make, basically fatty acids, which is a glycerol and three fatty acids attached called fat. And, of course, we want to lower your blood insulin levels by lowering insulin resistance. We've got to get rid of free radicals. Free radicals is the basis for diabetes and vascular disease. If you don't get rid of free radicals, if you don't reduce blood viscosity, if you don't get rid of, you know, increased perfusion to tissues, we call, as you said, Kreislauf, perfusion in German, is king. At least in Oriental medicine, they actually look at perfusion. Not here in knucklehead America or Canada or any Western nation. They're just, you know, minions for the damn drug companies. You know, they got one foot in the door, one foot in the door, and they got their pen on the magic script pad to tell you what drug they're going to give you next. And they'll see you in 3 or 6 months if you don't faceplant from dying of a heart attack or stroke. Well, they haven't addressed the underlying problem with your blood hyperviscous, your cytokines in orbit, or your insulin resistance so damn high you're going to have a heart attack because you're forming plaque. But they don't even do the conventional tests, like, hey, do a high-speed CT scan or blood viscometry or cardiac markers. No. They're all covered, by the way, with insurance, most of them. You know? So, I'm enraged. I'm not just angry. The word is enraged by the medical profession. He's a good kick. I call a flying, martial art kick to the side of the head. Because they don't get it, do they? Oh, your colleagues, you shouldn't say that about your colleagues. Yeah, I should. Because they have attacked me repeatedly for even science-based investigations of diabetes and vascular disease and pain. You wouldn't believe the crap I've been through in my career. You wouldn't. And it's all based on science. At federally certified labs and imaging studies and other things. Things that you can actually go, oh, that's a federal lab. Does it matter? Are you kidding? Don't confuse me with the facts, right? Because I have an agenda. My agenda is shut up, Deagle, so I can continue doing the crap I'm doing to the next 10,000 patients and kill a lot of them with stupid chemotherapy and stupid cardiac therapy and stupid anti-infective therapy. For example, if you take a antibiotic for 2 weeks, you know they increase the risk of colon and other cancers up to 3.5 years? Because you get rid of your normal bacteria and get deconjugating bacteria in your lower colon that re-release the toxins to go back to your target organs. 3.5 years increase cancer rates through every organ in your body. Did you know that? Probably didn't,
no.
Right?
No, I didn't actually.
No. And do people realize if you don't address the T-bars, the oxidized fatty acids, and oxidized 9-neuronal hydroxycholesterol, that you're going to form dead macrophages, which are big eater cells that die and form a thing called a foam cell. And the foam cells release soluble glycan 1 and 2 and cause precipitation of platelets and fibrin to actually form like a tar paper shack in Haiti, plaque. Plaque that can break off and crack, let's say in a bad storm like in Haiti, and a piece of the roof flies off and hits you in the head. That's called a stroke. If people don't get it, your doctors say, oh, we're going to give you this magic drug. I see these commercials on TV. Take this injection. I'm not going to mention the name of the drug. And reduce your risk of cardiac disease. But, you know, and then they go through 56 seconds of all the side effects and how it's going to make your life miserable and make you want to die. I'm thinking, these guys are comedians from hell.
They must have a stand-up routine right in front of Satan himself. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It's like, damn it. You know? Oh, my gosh. People say, you're making it up, Beagle. I said, I'm highly qualified. There's nobody on this or any other network that actually talks like I do. They don't even know. They haven't been through the hell I have and actually have the science background. I had my PhD level research done in 21, before I even went to medical school 45 years ago. So I was a biochemist asking questions from a pathologist and a cardiologist and other people in medical school. They said, Deagle, you're asking too many tough questions. You should go into pathology. I said, I already did my PhD, just didn't write the thesis in regional oceanography and genetics. I went into medicine to find answers. They were aggravated that I asked 98% of the questions in my medical class of 104 students. Do you know why? These students just wanted to learn how to regurgitate, like we call 10th level maggots. Regurgitate all the garbage they'd already eaten, the intellectual fecal material, and regurgitate it on their test sheet so they could pass and be proven that they were a real doctor. What do you think? Evan?
I think that's bad.
It's bad. It's reality.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back, and we have Tony. Welcome back, Tony.
Hey, Dr. Bill, how you doing?
And I'm in a rare mood today after watching 13 minutes of Alex Jones pummeling the idiots at the Senate hearing and the big news media trying to attack him. The same thing goes with the health profession. The health profession needs a reality check. I just got an email from a lady up in Canada, Eleanor, and I sent her a video link of that 13-minute interview under Leandra Bernstein, which you go over to clayandiron.com, you can find that interview link. What people need to understand is the same thing that's going on in healthcare. We have Yahoo's out there pushing their version of iodine, which is toxic to your thyroid, and actually can't displace fluoride, chloride, and bromide. They continue to sell lies, and of course when people catch on and realize that their stuff is garbage, then we have the healthcare profession in general. They do not understand the following. They do not know intermediate metabolism, genetics, epigenetics, quantum biophysics, stealth pathogens, or infectious disease. They're completely out to touch the reality of mitochondrial function and cellular epigenetics and gene control. And as a result, they're useless. They're fancy drug salesmen with a scalpel in their hand to do a limited number of procedures, and that's what the medical profession is. Call it what it is. And if you want to get well, the first thing you want to do is get your biochemistry straightened away in your body. What is your cell made out of? It's made of eukaryotic DNA and a nucleoplasm, a little spheroid. It's made of mitochondrial DNA. In some cells, there's 500,000 to several million mitochondria, depending on the type of cell, whether it's a cardiomyocyte or a Purkinje cell in your cerebellum. So ask away some questions, Tony, because a lot of people don't get it. So, you know, I have people that are, you must get a lot of callers, Dr. Deagle, on your show. Well, I have some people that we've done consults with that are really brave, like the lady that called in yesterday. She's actually a nurse of 35 years, so she's not afraid of Dr. Deagle. She knows that I care for her. But people that want to challenge me better expect a really good fight, because I'm a warrior. If they think they're intellectually superior to Deagle and want to take me on, let's do it, man. Mixed mental martial arts. It's going to get ugly, and I don't leave a mark. I don't leave captives. I slay people intellectually. That's why I want you to ask questions. I beg you. I don't tell you I have all the answers, but I got the best questions you can imagine. And the best questions are the only way to find the real answers, aren't they? What is a life form? What is a mitochondria? Why are people dying of more diseases now than, say, 40 years ago when I went to medical school? When I went to medical school, one in person, so roughly 12, got cancer back in the early 70s. Now it's 1 in 2, or less, depending on the type of cancer.
Wow.
If it's skin cancer, it's 1 in 1. You're going to get skin cancer. When we look at dementia now, Alzheimer's, is the number 3 cause of death. If you want to invest in something, do not get bonds. Don't go in the stock market. Invest in nursing homes for the people that are mentally disabled because their brains are dead. Okay, which is basically type 3 diabetes. Mitochondrial failure of the astrocytes. If you want to invest in something, invest in renal dialysis units and surgical units where they do leg amputations below the knee of diabetics. Invest in, you know, ADD and ADHD treatment clinics for kids now that... Now, when I went to medical school, it was 1 in 4,600 got Alzheimer's, got ADD and ADHD. Now it's 1 in 28 in some towns. It's average 1 in 68 across America. Why is that? People don't want to ask these questions. They're tough questions because if you ask enough of the right questions, you'll eventually get the answer. Not because you assume you have the answer, but because you ask a trail of more and more difficult questions that makes you feel more and more incapable of really understanding the issue because you ask enough questions, you realize you're in the desert of knowledge. Unless you get to the desert of knowledge where you don't know anything, you're never going to know anything really true. Isn't that wild?
Right.
But it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you swim through the cesspool of stupid, you're never going to rise to the tower of wisdom. How's that? The cesspool of stupid. And in the middle of the cesspool of stupid is the tower of wisdom. Funny, isn't it? But true.
Yeah. Hey,
so go ahead and ask some questions. Ask away. The people out there, I want to ask questions. If you're afraid to call into the show, which, by the way, the number is 877-317-6432. And by the way, no ad hominem attacks, no straying off the topic onto whatever damn topic you want. It has to be on topic. And sometimes I'll leave it free form, but that's rare. Well, I'll give a free form and I'll say, you can ask anything. And sometimes I'll get yahoos and they want to go off in their weird tangents and say, look, you got to understand, when you're calling in, it's not just my show, it's the show for everybody that wants to get an answer or another question to get a worldview that will explain whether it's geopolitical, health, or spiritual issues, so they actually feel empowered. I'm like your big brother. I'm going to give you answers to questions you've never asked before. So go ahead, Tony, and ask some questions.
Well, so I was kind of just wanting first to, you know, tell the people... why our iodine is different, because you were mentioning how there's other iodine supplements out there that aren't...
Diatomic iodine that's basically many times laced with heavy metals. For example, I'm not going to mention the name of the companies or the people that promote them, but most of the iodines out there, diatomic iodine, many times they've got heavy metals laced in them, and they will not displace because they're diatomic, higher energy, electrophilic molecule complexes, diatomic complexes, fluoride, chloride, bromide, F2, Cl2, Br2, bromine. And the fact is, unless you do, you're going to lock onto the crystal galli with these other molecules. For example, most people don't realize if you've got a high amount of fluoride in your water supply or your food supply, you're going to actually form not T3I, which is iodine, but T3FL, fluoride. Do you know any laboratories that measure the TCFL levels of anybody? Do they distinguish one halide from another when they actually do a thyroid test? Do you know any laboratory director that does that? I don't. Is to say, you know, Einstein made this comment, that genius is quantifiable, but stupidity is limitless. The people that make paradigm changes are people like Einstein, who was a patent officer over 100 years ago in 1905. If medicine's going to change, it's not going to change from committees, it's going to change from people asking tough questions that make everybody squirm. If you don't ask a squirmy question, you're never going to find the truth, are you?
That's right.
There you go.
So,
and by the way, our world is dying from mitochondrial failure. We're in an extinction level event right now, and the primary cause is the death of mitochondria from fluoride toxicity and radiotoxins. If you measure radiotoxins, which are very toxic to mitochondria, west of the Rocky Mountains, we've got lots of cesium-134 and 136. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You measure somebody's, you know, whole blood levels with dual, neutron spectroscopy, couple next spectroscopy, guess what you find? Oh, you got cesium. Duh, no wonder. They don't want to fix Fukushima Daiichi. They want the Pacific Ocean to be like Chernobyl, the wormwood of the ancient Bible. They said, yeah, and he cast the herbs into the water, as Moses did, and he passed out the wormwood or the poisonous water so they could drink it. And the people, the 3.5 million Hebrews and Israelis, survived. Guess what? We're dying of wormwood. We're dying of toxic pesticides. We're dying of genetically modified foods. We're dying of mineral depleted soils. We're dying of even halide deficiency. For example, they discovered that if you got infantile hypothyroidism, you get microcephaly. You got a little teeny brain. And guess what? Those babies don't recover after they're born if they've got this microcephaly, if their mother hasn't fixed her hypothyroidism and the iodine deficiency during pregnancy. Without iodine, you won't grow neurons. You're going to have a microcephaly, a small, itty-bitty brain. You're never going to get to kindergarten. You're never going to get out of a hospital unit. You're never going to be able to do anything. You might not even be able to eat or chew properly, let alone have any kind of life. So they started adding at least iodine, the iodized salt. You know, we got iodine and salt. It helped a little bit. But if you want to fix it, that's why I tell women, if you're pregnant, you want to take at least 4 drops twice a day of iodine and Neutrodyne in your water or your juice. You want to be taking other supplements like Neurogen to regrow the myelin sheath and your neurons of your baby's brain. In fact, it's a law, after the research was done in the 1980s in Ohio at a big conference, that the Japanese incorporated DHA into their baby formulas. It's a law in Japan. You cannot put a baby formula without DHA. Guess what? Every woman should be taking Neutrodyne if you want to have a healthy baby brain. And if you don't want to have mitochondrial dysfunction that causes you to get adrenal failure, thyroid failure, diabetes, which is basically a mitochondrial dysfunction disorder. It's another mitochondriopathy. Back in a moment.
Most of you know that.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So we have, I want people to understand, we understand a mitochondrial function. In fact, if you want to look at the basis for most diseases, I'll give you a good basis for some more questions. Do you think that diabetes is a sugar disease or a free radical illness?
Well, from what you've told me, it's a free radical illness.
Right. And what causes a free radical illness? What's the underlying basis for it?
Mitochondria not functioning properly.
Exactly. And then if your mitochondria are not functioning, think of it this way. If you had like a little generator out in your yard and you'd walk out in the yard and the generator was going, you'd see sparks flying 6 feet off the generator and you knew there was a big tank of gasoline nearby, you'd be afraid that thing was going to blow up, wouldn't you? Well, that's what happens when you have bad mitochondria in your cells. And if your mitochondria are dysfunctional or you haven't read what's called mitophagy, do you know the best marker on electron microscopy for diabetes? This is decreased mitophagy. So your mitochondria that are defective or not are producing tons of free radicals are not being removed. So these old damaged mitochondria are generating tons of free radicals. Diabetes is not primarily a sugar disease. Sugar is like the sixth or seventh phase of the illness. The first phase is a loss of copper, zinc, superoxide, dismutase in your skeletal muscle, because your body is trying to survive by forcing your muscles to live in a ketogenic type diet, basically on fatty acids only, not sugar. And when your mitochondria start failing, basically this is a survival mechanism to force you to use fatty acids, which you have hundreds of thousands of calories stuffed all over your body, under your skin, and around your internal organs, whereas you only have a few thousand calories of glycogen for sugar. If you lower someone's blood sugar, actually, if they're diabetic, you can increase the rate of their heart attack by up to 300%. Did you know that? Because the free radical is the best scavenger to grab it is sugar, or cholesterol, or fatty acids. And if sugar's not there, it's going to oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids, and you're going to form dead foam cells or plaque. You actually ask the average doctor, they're completely lost. You mean the logic of this means if I lower someone's sugar too fast, it's published in medical journals that if you lower someone's sugar too fast, you'll actually raise the risk of a cardiac event.
So
it's all tied to mitochondria. Virtually every disease is a hypoxic state with low electron density in the cytochromes of the mitochondria, low levels of redox to create ATP and NADH, and low levels of pH, so it's the tissues are acidotic, which allows them to bioaccumulate biotoxins and stealth pathogens in the cell, which causes gene silencing. Gene silencing. Turning off genes so you don't make structural proteins and enzymes. That's the basis for a disease, period. Dr. Deagle, you should be a pathologist. I am. It's called a living pathology. It's called functional medicine. When I went to medical school, the specialty that I'm expert in didn't exist. I'm one of the primary founders of functional medicine over 45 years ago. And I'm angry at the fact that this is not an alternative care. Every doctor of every specialty, whether you're a plastic surgeon or a dentist or a pediatrician, should know functional medicine, but they don't. It's not taught in medical school. Number one, if everybody went to medical school, they'd need another 3 years of training, and they'd have to defend a PhD in a medical science and a hard science before they graduate. They'd also have to specialize after 5 years of general practice so they actually understand how the rest of the body works and treat real people and all their other organs. That's, by the way, the standard of care in Switzerland, where you can't even go into dentistry or specialty training in, say, vascular surgery or whatever, unless you've done 5 years of general medicine. But not here in dumb America. You can whip right through 4 years of medical school and go straight into residency and not know a damn thing about the rest of the body and become an orthopedic surgeon or a cardiac surgeon doing bypasses. Dumb, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, doesn't mean because you've mastered the specialty. I mean, as a medical student, I was seeing 2 patients a day. On the first month at the Vancouver General, I was seeing over 200 patients a day, and I was doing so many surgical procedures, including blood gases and surgicals, sewing people up, every kind of major, minor surgery. It was insane. And you think it's really difficult for you to learn? Are you kidding? A well-trained monkey can learn how to suture somebody up or do a cut down or do a vascular surgery. You think it requires any genius? No, it doesn't. Right?
Right.
A well-trained chimpanzee could learn how to do it.
What exactly is a free radical?
A free radical is a single oxygen molecule that's literally the temperature of the corona of the sun, 100 million degrees. The first free radical is usually singlet oxygen. We have transketolase in ultrathiamine B1 to capture it and Nutritrala. And the most powerful antioxidant in the world is MyNutriDefense, which is anhydrous polyphenol. We have also things like our bilberry, which is present in our cardiovasc, and antioxidants that will help to quench the free radicals. The second one is called hydroperoxy because it deteriorates to a oxygen hydrogens or a peroxy molecule. And hydroperoxy radical is the next nasty free radical. And then the third one is called nitroperoxy, which can fry not only your artery walls but your brain cells. So people need to understand those three free radicals, singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy, nitroperoxy, are the primary free radicals. And if you don't control them, they're going to cross-link proteins. They're going to destroy the quaternary structure of enzymes, which are folded around an active site with a monatomic form of a plasma form of a mineral to create or break bonds. And the problem is that people don't get this. I mean, you ask the average doctor, they never think through what they're doing when they give a drug or do a surgical procedure. If you want to operate on somebody with plastic surgery, you want to take our Collagen Max, you want to take our NutriMeds or Royal Jelly, you want to take essential fatty acids like our Omega Supreme Pro, because 85% of the cell is actually made of fatty acids. So, and when you take Nutridyne, you're trying to say, I want to resurrect the mitochondria, because the primary thing that people die of is they die of mitochondriopathies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mitochondrial defects. And, of course, it's driven by their epigenetics, too. For example, progerias, where they have short telomeres. But the primary best model for vascular disease and for aging is Down syndrome, with an extra copy of copper zinc superoxidedismutase, the mini brain gene, and glutathione peroxidase, as well as some other disorders that actually regulate methylation pathways. There's five genes in the CQ2122 or long arm of Down syndrome, which is the best model of aging. And it's all free radicals. And free radicals damage your mitochondria 20 to 30 times faster than they damage regular DNA. Do you know that? So you got free radicals, your mitochondria are getting fried. You're like throwing on the barbecue. You ever throw stuff in the barbecue that cooks fast? If you don't get it off fast and put it in a cooling bowl or put it on a piece of, you know, wood, it's not fit to eat. Well, that's what happens to your poor mitochondria when they're in your cells with free radicals. You got to get them on and off the barbie.
Is it true
they get barbecued real fast inside your cell with free radicals.
Is it true that a small amount of free radicals is necessary to promote health?
No. Free radicals are always bad. It's like if your car had sparks flying off the engine, you lifted up the hood, you go, man, I got sparks, man. You can see the sparks jumping. You better not have sparks or your car's going to blow up. You ever see these cars where they use alcohol, you know, the drag racer cars? And they have, you know, the compression of the engines, and if you've got a leak, let's say, around one of your main cylinder heads, that thing will blow up, and it'll blow you right off the track. Free radicals are never good. Never good.
Mm-hmm.
So people, oh, you have to have some free radicals, not. No. And the problem is, you see, people don't approach it that way. They don't realize that diabetes is really primarily a free radical disease. That's why when they lower somebody's blood sugar, they say, well, now you'll be fine. You won't go into renal failure. You won't end up becoming demented. They're not. You know, chasing someone's hemoglobin A1C by even lowering the blood sugar too fast will actually increase the risk of having a heart attack or stroke. That's what's going to take you. And if you're worried about free radical peripheral neuropathy, you want to take fat-soluble thiamine, which are ultrathiamine B1. You want to take Neurogen to remyelinate the nerve fiber tracts. Omega Supreme Pro, you want to stop the free radicals, gamma E plus, cell defect, glutathione, and nitrotriol, which has transketolase. And you want to resurrect the mitochondria, so if you don't take a little Nutridyne, the mitochondria are shot. Because if you want to look at older tissues of an older person, they're basically, their mitochondria aren't being removed. It's almost like they call the apprentice. If you, let's say, Donald Trump could get inside your cells, say you're fired mitochondria, like the apprentice, you'd have healthier cells. In fact, if you look at the organs of people that are old and have what's called a FOXO2 gene, which I happen to have, you have more people that live to be 100 years old because you sell the old cells, you're fired. You're out of here. You know, you're 81 years of age, you're not in the army anymore, your wheelchair isn't fast enough on the battlefield, you're out of here. that's what apoptosis does. It gets the 81-year-old army guy out of the army and the navy. How's that?
I was wondering about Graves' disease. Is Graves' disease, can you explain what that is?
Graves' disease basically is where you have long-acting thyroid stimulator, pushes the fat pads, puts your drive forward. You get hyperthyroidism, and when you're dumping activated thyroid hormone, remember, your body is not a hopper. Remember, each compartment activates thyroid as it needs it in your brain compartment, your internal organ compartment, your liver compartment. And if your thyroid is dumping hot thyroid, your mitochondria are like engines that are revved right to the ceiling. And they're generating sparks and free radicals everywhere, so they're cooking you. So yeah, Graves' disease is bad.
Is Nutridyne good to help with that?
You can take a small amount of Nutridyne, but you need also free radical quenchers and things to turn off the autoimmune disease with the glands on fire because the antibodies are attacking it and it's overproducing hormones. And it's dumping activated hormone into the bloodstream like a hopper. Let me give you a
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or your order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal orionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.